This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Weekend Breakfast Profile.
So this is our Joy of Jazz and Lifestyle Expo conversation. I have the Managing Director of Synergy Business Events, Mr. Disetso Tau, with us. And it's all about music and lifestyle and creating all of the spaces that the brands and businesses that form a part of music and lifestyle business value chain an opportunity to showcase their offerings. Mr. Tau, welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm fine, thank you.
So give us a little bit of background. Joy of Jazz and Lifestyle Expo. Joy of Jazz Music and Lifestyle Expo. Yeah. When did it begin? Give us the background.
So I think, you know, firstly, allow me, I know they're listening and they're probably going to lash at me if I don't acknowledge Peter Clyde and the Team Music Man team for their vision and their foresight of understanding what we proposed to them around having an exhibition as part of the Joy of Jazz. The idea, it's an inaugural year for it. It's the first time ever. And the idea here is a culmination of many other facets, one of which is allowing businesses, corporates, CMOs, and people like publishers themselves to come on board. So here's the thing, right? I think we need to understand and acknowledge that when a musician comes up on stage, there's a myriad of things that come into play there. There's the business side of it as well. Let's understand that, but let's showcase that as well. Our role as an exhibition management company is to bring that to the fore. And obviously, we want to make sure that we showcase the talents, we showcase the ability of the market exposure that brands can achieve as well. So I think in its first inaugural year, long may it continue, we're looking forward to corporates, government, and CMOs coming on board.
So you mentioned corporates, governments, and CMOs, but who's the expo aimed at and in what way? What will the connection points be?
Sure, sure. And I think it's a B2B and a B2C. Mm-hmm. Let me explain the B2B first. We're encouraging collaboration amongst the industry sectors themselves.
Vital.
But we're also saying, let business understand that they also have an opportunity to play a role in there, right? I mean, you've got possibly around 8,000 people coming through the door of the musical festival. That's good marketing right there that one can use, right? So that's a B2B kind of approach. B2C is that, you know, tickets are going to be bought, right, at obviously CompuTicket. And therein is another opportunity for you to launch your product, launch your promotional item, whatever product that you have as part of your, you know, marketing requirements, so to say.
Right, right. So what's interesting then is this gap that was taken forcibly by the pandemic and performance, music, the entire industry surrounding what it is that you're talking about, music and lifestyle, ground to a halt. So let's talk a little bit about reigniting the performance spaces, getting together. What are some of the plans that you've heard bandied about? What do the businesses have in place?
So I think I don't want to touch a little bit more about around the festivities themselves, but rather what we're planning to do in terms of the expo itself, right? The fact that we can all gather under one roof at the Sanding Convention Center, I think it's a blessing, right? We're planning on having things like seminars, plenary discussions, in conversation with, sound checks, right?
What do you mean sound checks?
Well, I mean, you know, the actual performances won't be happening at the expo. But can you imagine having a musician popping in during the day and doing a quick sound check?
That's incredible.
Right? And that's the whole idea.
How will it be structured? You have Joy of Jazz happening here?
So we've got the festivities, Joy of Jazz, as you would know it, in the evening.
Right.
We would have the expo running from during the day, from 9 to about 4, 4.30.
Amazing.
Right? But I think the expo is a precursor to the festivities. Right? And you know, you think about how many people travel throughout the country to the Joy of Jazz. Mm. But never actually get to the Joy of Jazz because there's so much activities that they do during the day, they forget to even go to the festivities.
Come on.
So, but we want to lock them in, right? And we want to make sure that it's a lifestyle approach. Mm. You're not there just for the festivities, but it's a myriad of other activities that one can do at their expo itself.
Mm. Oh, that is really wonderful. What about the idea of the arts, the music business, creating more job opportunities?
I think you know, you made mention of the pandemic and its impact earlier. We're not oblivious to the fact that it has a detrimental harm to our music and music lovers.
Yes.
Especially the musicians themselves. And I think we're trying to make sure that people understand the business side of the music. Mm. So that when you book a performing artist, you understand what bang for buck is and the return on investment for yourself, one, but most importantly, the ROI for the actual musician. You know,
is that not the musician's responsibility, and management?
But it is an educational process.
Right.
I'm willing to pay for what I know, right? Mm. And if I'm about to book you as an artist, I need to understand what the value is that I'm paying for and what it means to the artist itself, right?
Well, therein elevating the industry.
Absolutely. And this is what we're trying to achieve. All we're doing is we're bringing everybody under one roof to say, guys, have the conversation, right? Come on board, Department of Arts and Culture, and really educate people about mandate, your mandate. Come on board, people like Sampra and Impasa, and make people understand what the issues of publishing are. You know, I was at a function about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and one of the attorneys stood up and he started talking about copyright. Mm. Wow. You know, I'm almost drowning my chair because the legalities that go into copyright are such that I don't think the attorneys themselves understand the dynamics that they are, right? And I do understand that the legislative requirements do change from time to time, but we need to be able to congregate under one roof and have those kind of conversation to elevate what we call music and jazz in the country.
I mean, there's such a terrible stereotype of our biggest, most prolific, most impactful artists over time.
Sure.
And you know the statement,
yep,
died as a pauper.
Sure.
What is the responsibility of an organization like yours, business, the attorneys, Department of Arts and Culture, and are they doing enough? Is more being done?
Well, I'm in no way a musician, and I would imagine the musicians would say that they're not doing enough. Because we're obviously seeing, as you said, people, you know, musicians dying.
I mean, it's happening right now with an artist who's been talking, who was a massive, massive artist, who still is so talented, and at the moment kind of begging for donations. It's
understanding the possibilities of them claiming against, you know, their music, so to say.
Right. Okay.
And that goes to the business side of things.
Got it.
Right. And all we're doing is that we're educating people on one of our plenary discussions in order to, you know, make sure that they know, you know, what is their right and how can the sector, and especially exhibitions, congregate to assist them.
I mean, I'm drawing you into lots of conversations. The last thing I want to ask about is management, right?
Sure.
So you have people who go through accounting school and legal school, but there's no real music or talent artist management school or academy. So how do we counter that?
So I was asked a question, and to top your question up, you know, what is the value of an accountant coming to exhibit?
Sure.
Right? Music is a business, right? As much as when you jump on that stage, there's invoicing that takes place, the banks get involved, SARS gets involved. So no one can actually say that it's a sector that sits outside of just normal day-to-day running of a business. So we're encouraging business to really lend a hand and reach out and understand the role that they can play in making sure that the sector is elevated to a point where we don't have to have the, as you said, people dying and not understanding where their revenues lie, for lack of a better word. And that's what we're trying to achieve here with the exhibition, bringing the business aspect to life and the business aspect of music.
All right, so the Joy of Jazz Music and Lifestyle Expo, and that's happening concurrently with the Joy of Jazz.
Yeah, as I said, it's happening on the 25th and 26th of November.
Yep.
During the day is the exhibition. And in the evening, obviously, it's the musical festivities.
And ticketing, how does that work?
Yeah, all CompuTicket. Please reach out to your nearest CompuTicket. You know, tickets are always available on CompuTicket. There is an option to only attend the musical festivities or the expo itself. But you know what? I think treat it as a lifestyle experience. You know, take your partner and just spend the day there. Spend the evening there, right? Get the package ticket. And really learn about the business of music.
And where can we find more info? Is it a website or a social media platform?
It is the Joy of Jazz website, which is www.joyofjazz.com/expo. But we're also available on all social medias as well. The contact details for anyone who wants to come and exhibit are 476-011-476-5104. And the team's readily available. Please.
Hang on. So people can still come and exhibit?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So give those details again.
Well, they are. Like I said, it's all on the website. It's a little bit of a complex in terms of explaining it right now, but it's about exhibitors' floor space to be sold and the right packages for your business to, be part of and so on. So I think, rather go to the website itself. As I said, www.joyofjazzexpo, and all the details are there.
Fantastic. Managing Director of Synergy Business Events talking about Joy of Jazz Music and Lifestyle Expo. Get your tickets now. Thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.